Sadi Simawe spent over 6 years in an Iraqi prison as a political prisoner. His offense? Publishing literature against Hussein's Ba'ath Party. In 1976, Simawe left Iraq and has been living in exile ever since. Sadi Simawe is also a poet. He recently edited a book of poems called Iraqi Poetry Today. Simawe told Anne Strainchamps why.
Well, I am a writer, and so I am interested in literature and writing. I am aware of the power of the letter, and I am aware that literature can make a difference. Literature captures the humanity of any society. That's what I thought. And during the last 20 years, I noticed that most of the coverages of Iraq focused on military aspects, political, economics, but no literature. So I thought I should bring the picture of the human society I lived in most of my life.
In the introduction to your book, you write that you felt that translating and publishing Iraqi poetry felt like a desperate effort to save what remains of Iraqi humanity and culture. Do you feel this book is a kind of testament to a dying culture?
It's not dying. It's a culture that's under siege, a culture that has been embattled for about more than 40 years since Saddam Hussein came to power in 1963.
Some of these poems direct their bitterness towards Saddam Hussein and his regime. Others direct bitterness toward the U.S. I'm thinking in particular of a poem by Jamal Juma, Letters to My Brother.
From Letters to My Brother, stanza 11. Behold the airplane, the wing of the black phantom, which lays death bombs and hatches waste on the sleepy city. Farewell, Jamhuriya Bridge. Farewell, Kilani Mosque. Farewell, Souk al-Sarai. Farewell, children sheltered in Al-Amriya. Your parents will come in the morning to see nothing but your white teeth glittering in your roasted bodies, like diamonds in the coal mine of the New World Order.
One of the things I found most powerful and moving in these poems are the poems that manage to conjure hope even in the face of anguish.
The humanity of Iraqis has been reduced for a long time to the level of identifying themselves with animals so that they can talk freely.
Every day, the stubborn donkey rises up with the rooster at daybreak to follow exactly the same route. At nightfall, the stubborn donkey returns with his heavy load, exhausted, saturated with sorrows. The stubborn donkey, after the usual vicissitudes of life, stretches his limbs in the dark and caresses his thoughts and jumps among the stars like a distant dream, ethereal and alone.
Poets are very slippery people because they use language and they use imagination, and it's very hard to pin them down. They can say one word and mean the opposite. They play with irony, with satire, with all kinds of tones and moods and all kinds of metaphors. So it's very hard, especially for tyrants or censors, to capture those meanings.
Is this slipperiness, irony, are those especially strong attributes of Iraqi poetry?
Yeah, very much. Irony, phrase that means to be blame, which is a kind of irony too. Satire, black humor, which is American theme, but now it is an Iraqi theme.
Santa Claus, with his beard long like war, and suit red like history, Santa Claus came smiling. He asked me to take something. You are a good child, he said, so you deserve a game. He gave me something like poetry. As I hesitated, he encouraged me. Don't be afraid, baby. I am Santa Claus. I distribute beauty to children. Haven't you seen me before? But Santa Claus, whom I know, comes in military uniform, and every year distributes to us some red swords, toys for orphans, artificial legs, and photos of absentees to be hung on the walls.
You wrote in the introduction to this book that although you had lost all faith in politics, you do still believe in the power of the word, the power of poetry.
Yeah. I don't have any hope in politics anymore, even after the so-called Iraqi liberation would succeed and Saddam will go away, I don't think Iraqis will be happy at all. I don't have that sense.
Then what consolation is poetry?
Well, poetry, at least we feel that we have some power to write about our own life. We can say whatever we want in poetry.
The Lion and the Apostle. If you are an apostle whose name is engraved on the table of martyrs, then I am the devouring lion, poised in front of you in the ring. Dream as you wish of the Garden of Paradise, as I am gnawing your limbs to the bone. Oh, do not curse me. You know very well that we both have to do our duty together as destined in the world. Ascend then, joyful, victorious, to eternal heaven, while I, the lion in the forest, continue to roar on this earth and to devour all the saints.
Contemporary life in Iraq has been so filled with war. I mean, the Iran-Iraq War, the first Gulf War, and of course now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's maybe to be expected that a great many of the poems in this collection are about war. Are there things you can say in general about the Iraqi poetry of war?
The war theme in Iraqi literature is just comparatively recent. It began about 20 years ago with the war against Iran that was started by Iraq. So in the past, yes, in the past during the ancient Arab life, yes, there was war, but different kind of literature of war. Now, the modern genre of war in modern poetry of Iraq is more complex, is more different. It's not really primarily supporting the tribe or supporting the party. It's more supporting humanity versus the machines of war.
Sadi Simawe now chairs the English department at Grinnell College in Iowa. He edited the poetry anthology called Iraqi Poetry Today. Anne Strainchamp spoke with him.